Trump responds to Ayatollah saying Iran won't surrender, good luck. By Nick Gilbertson on June 18, 2025. Washington, D.C. President Donald Trump responded to Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, stating that Iran will not surrender with a sarcastic good luck, as he may or may not strike Iranian nuclear sites. A reporter asked Trump, "What do you say to the Supreme Leader of Iran who says that they will not surrender?" On Wednesday, as the president oversaw two nearly 100-foot-tall flagpoles being erected at the White House, "I say good luck," Trump said bluntly. Trump's comments come as he said on Tuesday that we now have complete and total control of Iranian airspace and that the United States knew where Khamenei's hiding place was. "He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out. Kill, at least not for now," Trump wrote in a Truth Social post. Trump returned from the G7 summit, held in Alberta, Canada, early Monday as tensions rose in the Middle East between Iran and Israel. On the flight back to Washington, D.C., Trump told reporters he thinks Iran was very close to attaining a nuclear weapon, something he has been resolute for a decade and a half in saying cannot happen. Iran notably missed its 60-day deadline, which expired Thursday, to make a deal with the United States to end its nuclear program. Israel launched its first batch of strikes on Iranian nuclear sites, military leaders, and refineries Friday. Trump was also asked if the United States was moving toward a potential strike on Iranian nuclear sites, to which Trump said, "I can't say that. You don't seriously think I'm going to answer that question? Will you strike the Iranian nuclear component, and what time exactly, sir? Sir, would you strike it? Would you please inform us so we can be there and watch?" he said, mocking the reporter. "I mean, you don't know that I'm going to do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do," he added. Trump added that Iran wants to negotiate, and he is open to talks. Trump emphasized, "Nothing's too late," when asked if it was too late for negotiations.